Jim, congratulations on this. So how does this compare to your other awards?
Well, it's always amazing to get any bloody awards. You know, it's right up there amongst them, you know, and it's been a fantastic year. It's first of all fantastic to be remembered for something you did 50 years ago for a start. It's really unusual. Many other people get a chance to do that. And this, I think this is my 28th function of the year. So to finish on a high like this, there can't be many more to come. So it's excellent.
It has been a fantastic year to mark.
Oh, it's been brilliant. Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, we're short of numbers because we've lost four and we've got two others quite ill. But the ones that are left, you know, are very happy to represent the others, and it's been really a fantastic time.
Good stuff. And in terms of Celtic this season, what would it take, do you think? What's it going to take to end this fantastic run that Celtic
Well, I would have to have a very bad day in Celtic's part, because they're a class apart from everybody else in Scottish football. You can see that when we play a European team, you know, the standard is a bit more different there. But in Scotland, I mean, we're still a class apart, and it would have to have, somebody would have to have a very good day, and Sherry would have a very bad day to stop the run.
You know? When do you think that's going to happen?
We'll do that, I'll go to the bookies, put a bet on. Well, I mean, of the 63, I think there's been a number of draws, so that's your chance. And interestingly enough, you know, Rangers with Graham Murty in, beat Hearts, and won again on Saturday, Paddy Thistle. And he's probably said, you know, goalkeeper, you do your stuff on your line, defence, midfield players do their stuff, forwards attack, you know. Whereas I think Pedro maybe asked too much of the team, and you never know.
I think Rangers is the team that's got to do.
Well, I think they can only get better, and we need strong competition in Scotland so that when Celtic go into Europe, they don't have to take such a big step up, which they're having to do just now. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I would bring back the reserve league, because I'm looking for my grandson and your son, if you had one. I want to see them coming into the team. I would allow three foreigners, doesn't matter where from, and in your team at one time, but no more. When I signed for Celtic way back in 55, my dad says to me, the great thing about Celtic is the reserve team today is the first team tomorrow. And I think it's about time, because with us achieving what we did, we're all Scotsmen in the team. I think that now that everybody should be getting a chance to make the grade.